Dr. Weasel, do you think going to trial this swiftly is a good sign or not?
The way I look at it, Avvik, if this Council of Ladies was really still that miffed at something they claim I did centuries ago, do you think they would have bothered with the expense of a trial? Nah, click, bang, hello, next incarnation, more like.
No, I see your point, Doctor, but we've been only cooling our heels in Skirtulon's prison for 4 days. Seems a bit swift to move to a trial already.
Usually on most planets, but one of the guards mentioned, in between insulting me, that there's whole university law departments which have been devoted exclusively for over 300 years to preparing for my possible return. Ha! I hear there's even a Journal of Definite Weasel Guilt published annually. It attracts quite a lot of high-impact papers.
Doctor, if the Skirtulons have been preparing for this trial for centuries, is representing yourself in court a good idea? Shouldn't we try and hire the best barrister around?
Nah, I'm almost certainly sure DIY is the best course to follow. Also, do you know how much barristers charge? Frankly, on any world, they're the biggest crooks around.
Dr. John Aloysius, Marmaduke, Ryan, Gosling, Armadillo, Mulholland, Weasel. You stand accused of multiple high gender crimes committed against the empowered world state of Skirtulon 7. How do you plead?
Like this, Judgy Pose. Please don't send me to jail or anything. It was the goose who did it all.
Don't listen to him, Judge. He's a total idiot.
Shh. Don't give away my surprise defense strategy.
Doctor, you must enter a formal plea of guilt or innocence at this time, or the court shall assume it is the former.
Oh, give over. I was just having some larks. In that case, Judge Dollface, I plead 111% not guilty.
Returning to the world of Skirtulon 7 after an absence of some centuries, Dr. Weasel has discovered his earlier deeds have become legendary crimes. Now, along with companion Avvik Goose, they're on trial for their lives. Will the Doctor come clean, or will he cop a plea bargain in Dr. Weasel and the Dynatronic Crisis, Part 2?
Order! There will be order in the court! Thank you, sisters. Lady Finolia, as Minister for Gender Justice and Council of Ladies Representative, please read the gender crimes of which this miscreant is accused.
Dr. Weasel, you stand accused of numerous minor crimes against womankind, including, but not limited to, lechery, debauchery, sophism, and flagrant blandishment of outmoded attitudes.
Sweetie, you just listed my finest qualities. Avvik, take your head out of your wings. This is going well.
They're going to throw us in jail and lose the key, and then bury the jail.
However, these minor charges, vile though they are as nothing to the 17 counts of treason, sedition, and counter-gender warfare variously conducted against the empowered state of Skirtulon 7. To be exact, 378 cycles previously, you did quash the glorious revolution of sainted Imperatrix Pauline and her martyred sisters, setting back the course of justice, freedom, and liberty for all womankind by over 3 decades.
Look, honey!
Can you even hear yourself anymore?
If I'd quashed some sort of revolution for freedom and yada yada yada, I'd remember it. I'm Dr. Weasel. Overthrowing tyranny and injustice is what I do before breakfast.
Doctor, remember the other day? You mentioned helping the rulers of Skirtulon 7 to, and I'm quoting here, quash some piffling little rebellion?
Yeah, that's right. And then all the nice chaps in charge showered me with gifts and riches and ladies. You know, Avvik, if every planet I helped out was that grateful, life would be a whole lot sweeter.
Didn't it cross your mind that it's often it's the tyrants who have the access to all the best gifts and whatnot? And this rebellion was actually an earlier form of the revolution which set up the basis for the modern Skirtulon society.
Wait, so I'm the bad guy here?
I rather think that's the major theme of this trial, yes?
Groblox. If it might please the court,
I'd like to enter a statement in my defense at this time.
That is your right, Dr. Weasel. But be reminded, all evidence in this case points unambiguously towards your complicity and culpability. My judgment will only be swayed by evidence, not Weasley words.
Fair enough, Kevin Socks.
Oh! You can't help yourself, can you?
Judge Krakatan, Lady Fenolia, and all the other chicks present here today. Hello. The crimes of which I am accused took place centuries ago. Perhaps, due to a freak of nature, evolution, or misfortune, I happen to bear a striking resemblance to this handsome individual who committed so many wrongs. My only crime, such as it stands, is to resemble him. My punishment is much the same, for clearly he brought you all so much sorrow, and for that, I regret that my appearance is a painful, if erroneous, reminder of his clear criminality. I ask, no, beg of you to look with logic, reason, and enlightened rationality upon the inescapable fact that no creature lives for over 3 centuries.
Apart from time weasels like you.
That's right, Alvick. Apart from time weasels like me and... Oh, Groblox!
The court was already aware of the legendary time weasel longevity, along with their alleged facility to travel through time. Even if the latter is unproven scientifically, the former claim would indicate, within a reasonable degree of legal certainty, that you are the very same Dr. Weasel who committed these gender crimes. As such, your plea of mistaken identity is hereby dismissed.
Thanks a million, Avvik. With you on my side, they should be pushing for the death penalty no later than lunchtime.
I'm sorry, Dr. Weasel. Although I'm still baffled as why I'm on trial. I wasn't alive, let alone travelling with you the last time you visited Skirtulon 7.
Aha! Brilliant point, Avvik. Madam Judge, I wish to raise a legal interjection protest sort of thingy.
You mean an objection? Very well, but keep to the point. I think this court has indulged your antics long enough.
Certainly, Tuts. Look, the way I understand law and stuff, you can't try 2 beings for the same crime at the same time. Especially when one of them wasn't with me at the time when I quelled your rebellion. Sorry, I mean alleged rebellion.
Lunchtime? We'll be in a vaporization vet by elevenses.
I regret, Doctor. You are operating under false pretenses. The male known as Advic Goose...
Oh, hello! It's nice to be recognized once in a while.
...despite a number of minor gender infractions and a poor taste in associates, is not on trial. As a courtesy, we permitted him to accompany you and to provide insight, guidance, and counsel during your trial preparation.
Right! So these, manacles are purely decorative?
A regrettable oversight by an overzealous gender trooper. They shall be removed at this trial's speedily approaching conclusion, and a financial recompense paid to you, Advic, for the error.
Oh, super duper. Thank you, Judge.
Wait a minute. I'm on trial and Advic gets freebies? What kind of crazy mixed up cockamamie world is this?
Doctor, it has become clear to this court you have nothing concrete to present in your defense. By your own admission this morning, along with the reams of legal material presented by the prosecution, along with evidence withdrawn from the Archives of Justice, you are clearly guilty on all charges. Which means the court will now move to sentencing. Bailiff, pass me the pink doily of justice.
Justice? Don't make me titter. It's clear to me that this court had made its verdict before I'd even landed on this weasel-forsaken planet again. Judge Krakatan, I say to you and all the ladies present here today that this is not justice. This doesn't even smell like justice. Frankly, I suspect none of you would even recognize justice if it came up from behind you and pinched your pretty buttocks.
Dr. Weasel, it is with no small measure of pleasure and professional satisfaction that I sentence you to the pinnacle of justice, as laid down by the blessed Imperatrix Belinda herself. All praise her name.
Go on, have me executed. And, once I'm dead, I'll be free to go, right?
Yes, were that the sentence.
Ah, I got them there. Worth trading in a regeneration to see the look on their faces, eh, Avic, when I skip out of here scot-free.
It's dash sneaky, Doctor. I guess it's better than nothing. Do you think they'll let me watch?
Doctor, the Council of Ladies has long outlawed the death sentence as an artifact of patriarchy. On Skrtolian 7, the ultimate sanction is as much an expression of our cultural heritage as our love of tranquility and reasonably priced boutiques.
Oh no! They're gonna make me wear a frock!
Dr. Weasel, it is the judgment of this court that your crimes warrant exposure to the gynotronic attitude adjuster. Sentence to be carried out immediately. Bailiff, secure the prisoner while the gynotron activates.
I'll adjust your attitude when I get out of here, sister. See that I don't. I'll settle up with each and every one of you. Count on it, ladies.
Way to sound like a ranting murderer on his way to the electric chair, Doctor. Once it's done, you'll find it easier to relate to women. Or at least not insult them with every third word.
And after I walk out of this funky chair pod thing, Advik, I'm swearing off women for life. This life, anyway.
Stand back, Mr. Goose, please. Bailiff, engage the gynotronic systems. Maximum power.
This thing better not give me a stupid-looking haircut.
What has the gynotronic treatment done to Dr. Weasel? Will the sonic toothbrush need to be adjusted to new frequencies to cope with the change? And just what gender infractions is Advik guilty of? The truth will out in Dr. Weasel and the Gynotronic Crisis, Part 3!
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Teleorder Enterprise production featuring Randolph Weasley as Dr. Weasel, Coonington Goose, Advik Goose, Sarah Meadows as Judge Margarita Krakatan, and Cassandra Kemp as Lady Finolia.